Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today, we're lucky to bring you guys a veteran, but also a fellow real estate investor. He's also has a good experience at wholesaling. He has a podcast that's basically geared around wholesaling. So I think that'd be something interesting because, you know, I talk about that in my book and I talk about it a lot of times as being the best way to get into real estate because you really don't got to come out of pocket with any money. So today, guys, I got Brent. Brent, how are you doing?
Man, I'm good. Yeah, I love that you mentioned the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'll tell you, I didn't have any money when I started. So I only could wholesale because I heard it was like no time, no money, no credit. But yeah, I started wholesaling land. And that's what got me out of debt, really got me out of the military.
It's funny because like I always bring up the point that like if a person wants to get into real estate, if they wholesale or if they want to quit their job, right, you have to put the sweat equity in the beginning. But I mean, if you're say your income, say your expenses are $5,000 and people say you need what, 3 to 6 months in the bank. So, you know, you need at least 15 or 20 grand, you know, yourself that you can make $5,000 easy on a wholesale deal.
Yeah.
So technically if someone puts the sweat equity in, they can go out there and get 4 or 5 wholesale deals. Right. And then quit their job and just have a pipeline to be able to go ahead and you know, move on to something new.
I love that you said that too, because at the end of the day, my first land deal was $5,000.
Correct.
And I was like, if I could just keep doing this and over and over. And, you know, there was the start and the stop. And my problem was I should have never stopped. And that's the biggest problem I see with a lot of people is they get a few deals in the pipeline and they're working them. They're focusing everything to get these things closed. I just got to get these two deals closed. And they forget to keep that marketing pump going. Right. I always like refer to the old red farmhouse pump. You just got to, like, for a while there, you got to pump it. Nothing but air comes out. But eventually when water comes out, you could slow down that pump or you could pay someone else to pump it or Right. put a machine on it to pump it. But you can't let it stop.
Correct. And it's funny because, like, you know, most of the time when they get their first wholesale deal, they're like super excited. They want to go do something and go spend money and go buy something. But you need to dump that money into marketing. You know what I mean? And do it again and get another deal and keep doing it. You know what I mean? What do you think after someone does their 5 to 6 wholesale deal, maybe go buy something? Or what's your thoughts about that?
I say, you know, keep living like you've been living, you know, pay off all that debt. If you have a car payment or a house payment, you know, so many people fall into the trap of scale. And I say so many people, I'm looking at myself here, was I kept dumping that money back into the business and I Correct. Started hiring people and I just kept getting bigger. And then before I realized it, I was just doing land deals to pay my big team and have that sweet office space. And I ended up buying the office. And then it's like, you had to have the best coffee and the best snacks. And then you got to pay a cleaning crew to keep that office clean and blah, blah, blah. And before I realized it, it's like my expenses kept increasing as my income increased. And I know that's not what this call is about, but I found a book called Profit First. And I descaled basically, and I stopped putting all the money back into marketing and scaling. I started keeping some for myself, keeping some set aside for the pay the IRS. So I didn't have a meltdown and a heart attack at the end of the year for what I owed the IRS. And then another thing is called Profit First. I was putting money away towards profit. So now it's like every month I look at my expenses, and if we're not using this program, or if I don't need these 5 logins to Adobe or DocuSign. That stuff gets canceled. Like, I asked my wife yesterday, what is Epic? Like, because we need to cancel it. She's like, I don't know. Things like that. We call them just phantom expenses.
Correct. That's a good point. And that's what I don't think a lot of people recognize either. Like, you have these reoccurring things that come on your account. That's the whole point of people having subscription. That's why businesses do it, because they know people forget. So say you have, you know, five or six subscriptions, Netflix, Spotify, right? And you're not using any of these. That's easily can be $400 a month extra that you're spending on subscriptions, right? And then you can be using that money. What's that? Over the course of a year, that's like almost $5,000. There you go.
There you go, right there. And, you know, for a while there, I got caught in the trap because I sell a lot of my land on seller financing to where I'll buy the land at a discount and I'll sell it to someone else that wants to make me payments. So we'll get a down payment, sometimes large enough to get my money back out of the land. So now I'm profitable immediately and forever. Right. But I got into the habit was, oh man, that boat payment, that's $850 a month. Well, that's one land deal, or that's two land deals. Yeah. So I fell into that trap. And we started, you know, like we got a big old camper and then I got the big old truck and then I bought the vacation house. And I just kept justifying it with, well, that's one land deal paying me every month. And before you know it, the expenses racked up again. Yep. So it's like, it's hard to be a hyper spender, you know, in real estate, because you just keep, you stay on that rat race. And why did we get into real estate? Was to get out of the rat race, right?
Yeah.
So I've had a lot of learning over these past few years, and hopefully I'm not talking about all of my mistakes I've made, because I feel like I get on a lot of these podcasts and I hear all this success and all these wins. Well, I want to talk about all of my failures.
Yeah. Tell the truth, right? Let everybody know it's not that easy. But so speaking of that, if you can real quick, you know, we dove in really fast. Let us know why you got into real estate and give us a little bit of background. We talked about, you know, you being in the military and, you know, my background. We talked about that. So I want to know, what's your experience like being in the military? How that's helped you with investing, and what made you get into it in the first place?
Well, I got into real estate in 2007. I bought that first rental property in 2007.
Oh man, right before.
Yeah. So I went from owning a lawn and landscape business. So I was doing pretty well in that. I started that business in like middle school. So I've always been an entrepreneur. I used to sell creepy crawlers on the side of the road, those little machines where you make the bugs.
Yeah.
So I gave up my land, my lawn service, moved to the coast. I'm going to sell real estate now. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to get into real estate to become a real estate investor, not just buy and sell and list houses for people. And let me tell you that did not work out for me. Plus, it was in 2008. And then 2009, I'm basically homeless. Like, I had to call my in-laws and see if they'd let me move in with them, because I couldn't afford my rent anymore. Mm. So I was like looking for another opportunity. I needed to hit the reset button on life. I need to go back to school because I was still young. And I thought, okay, you know, maybe I'll go join the military. Tried to join the Air Force, wouldn't let me in. But luckily, the Air Force recruiter was kind enough to say, go next door to the Army. They'll take anybody.
Anybody.
I was coachable. I took action. I didn't even think about it. I took action. So basically did 8.5 years in the military, kind of put my real estate business on hold and silenced it until about 2013. Good. So I held that first rental property, never sold it until about 2019, never made a penny on it, had multiple evictions. It was just a suck of money.
Yeah.
It sucked, honestly. And then I found land investing in about 2016 and really just hit the ground running. That first land deal was maybe about $5,000. And I was like, there's no way it's this easy. And I just kept doing it and doing it. And the second one was, I sold on seller financing because I didn't think the land was that valuable. It was landlocked, but I got $500 down. That's what I paid for the land, and $400 a month. So now I was hooked. I was like, this is true passive income. Mm-hmm. Like, this is totally pure profit. Nothing's ever going to break on this land. There's never going to be cockroaches or termites, and no water heaters are going to go out. And I was just like, I told my wife, I was like, if we can do this 10 more times, we are financially free. Mm-hmm. I only need to make $4,500 a month. And we hit it. We hit it in like 8 months.
In 8 months?
Yeah, 8 months. We had a little over $4,500 a month coming in from land payments, where I would buy the land. And I'm talking like cheap land, like garbage land, not buildable land, not accessible land, landlocked land. And these people were just happy to get rid of it and give it to me. And I wholesaled a bunch of it. That's how I paid off my credit cards. And that's how I built my bank account, because really I needed to rebuild my confidence. Mm-hmm. I had been crushed in 2009. I was rehumbled basically.
Yeah, I mean, that was that 08 crash. Like, everybody got humbled in that if they were in real estate or just in the economy or in a business period. So, I mean, the fact that you made it out and then decided to get back into real estate, because I have a friend who got into a deal back in that time. He lost, I think, like 10 grand, and he just won't touch real estate again, right? And so some people just got scarred and didn't come away like, you know, want to do it again.
You know, I had a billionaire tell me one time, he said, billionaires have lost millions. Millionaires have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what broke poor people have lost? Nothing, ever.
Or time.
Maybe, yeah.
That's time, which you can't get it back. Like, I always say, time is non-refundable. Use it with intention, because people just think like, you know, no, you can't. It's gone, right?
That's so
I brought
true.
On another guy named Pete Reese, and he was a land flipper too. And
I you know Pete. Yeah, this is.
I was just going to ask you, because you guys are in land. Like, so how'd you guys meet?
We're in a group together, and they meet at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon my time. So I don't get to meet him that much, but I know who he is, and he is absolutely crushing it. Like, yeah. Pete is doing very well. I've heard a little bit about him. It's a small world in the land business. So we've been trying to keep it a secret for a while, but that's why I'm getting on these podcasts, because there's more land deals than there are houses.
Really? So then that's good. I mean, Pete told me he made like, I think, 4 million in the first year and a half, 2 years. Like, he's been killing it. So what kind of tips do you have for listeners, and why should they get into land flipping versus regular, you know, fix and flip?
Yeah, I'll tell you, like, I flipped a bunch of houses, and you see these gray hairs on my beard. That didn't come from the military. Yeah. That didn't come from my kids or my wife. I'm saying that real quiet. That came from flipping houses, because there's always unexpected expenses. Like I literally have roofers above me right now because I literally had a waterfall going in my master bedroom a couple days ago, not on purpose. Like, we didn't install the waterfall. It was just coming in because there's a little hole in the roof. Like, things like that always happen with houses. Right. But land, there's no unexpected expenses. Like, there's no contractors. There's nothing to repair. Nothing's going to break ever. And here's another thing. Houses, what have we been told our entire life, unless you're reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Your house is your biggest investment, right?
Right.
Well, what happens with investments? They're supposed to go up in value. So I live in this house for the last 30 years. I raised my children in it for 18 years. We've never replaced the carpet. We've never painted the walls. We've never replaced the roof. But I need to see like my investment increase in value, right? So Correct. It's very hard to talk someone into, and I'm not saying it's impossible. It is very hard to talk someone into giving you their house at a massive discount. But land.
Unless they're like in foreclosure or about to go in foreclosure, right?
They've got to have some serious motivation. Like, their water's got to be shut off, or they're going in foreclosure, code violation, whatever. Landowners, a lot of times, like, they see it as a burden. Like, they're paying the back taxes. They're getting calls from the city because they haven't mowed it in years. They're about to lose it anyways because they're behind on taxes. They inherited that land from Uncle Bob, and they couldn't stand Uncle Bob. You know, all these things. So they're less emotional, and a lot of times they're willing to get part ways at a massive discount because they don't care about it. It's not like they never stepped foot on it. So it's like, I just saw that as way easier to do deals while I was a full-time active duty Army officer. You know, getting ready for my third combat deployment. I couldn't do that with houses. Like, I needed a team for that. And I eventually built that team, and we closed it down completely in 2021 because I was losing money in it. Like, my land business, I was throwing good money at bad. My land business was supporting my house business.
So then how do you find these deals? Pete gave like a little bit of information on a couple of websites, but like, how do you find these deals? And from what you just said, they're motivated to get rid of the land. Like, how do you find those motivated sellers?
Yeah, let me tell you. All right, let's walk through. I want to break this down as nitty gritty. I want someone to do a land deal today by listening to this.
I like it.
So first I go, see, here's why Pete's doing way better than me in land. I enjoy coaching. I do a couple land deals a month. I've got a very small team. I might do 4 land deals this month. And that's a little bit too much for me. Like, I like lifestyle freedom. Like, we just got back from North Carolina. We like vacations, is basically what I'm saying. But I want anybody listening to this to go to redfin.com, put in their city, whether it's Orlando, Florida, or Los Angeles, or St. Pete, Florida, and go to all filters. This is the top right-hand area of Redfin. Now, if you don't get Redfin results, go to Zillow and do the same exact thing I'm telling you to do right here with Redfin. So all filters, and then go to sold, then go to land, and look at what's been happening in the last 3 months. Now, what you want to do, there's one more step. Now, exit out of Orlando, Florida, or St. Peter, whatever you chose. And I want you to zoom out on that map. What we're looking for are clusters of solds, clusters of dots, red dots, where land has sold. Now, if it's too overwhelming, if there's too many dots, go to all filters again and go to last 7 days. If you're not seeing anything, go maybe to last 30 days. But that's going to show you three things. One, where the land is in high demand, where it's selling. And then number two is how much it's selling for, you know, how much per acre, how much per square foot. And number three, when you click on that land, this is what took me years to figure out. And maybe because I'm slow, it's worth $1 million. Who is the person? Who is the real estate agent that listed that land? And who's the real estate agent that bought that land or bought by and listed by? The buyer's agent and the listing agent. Those are your boots on the ground. Those are your land specialist realtors. And those are the guys that are going to fight to sell your land and maybe even have a buyer's list that will sell your land when you get something under contract. So now I told you how to find the areas of demand. Now I want to get down to micro. I want you going down to the neighborhood level and you figure out what's selling in that neighborhood, how much, what size parcel. And then we go to PropStream. If anybody needs a free 7-day trial of the PropStream, go to the landsharkslist.com. You're going to go to PropStream and you're going to pull all the vacant land in that area where you saw that land selling. And then I want you to send them my famous land offer letter, the LOL. It's working better than postcards right now. It's working better than checks. And I will give this to the Investing Uncensored audience today, right now. It's the hottest, best marketing piece that I'm using right now. If you go to thelandsharks.com/LOL, land offer letter, or laugh out loud. And I want you to send these letters to these landowners. And this is how you get land under contract at discounts. And you can sell that contract and wholesale that land, or you can buy it and flip it on the MLS with a realtor, or my favorite, you can buy it and you can let someone make payments to you, because that's where the lifestyle freedom comes from. Making an extra $5,000, $10,000 a month in this business is so doable. Like, you don't have to be like Pete Reese. Like, who needs he doesn't need $4 million. Like, come on.
You just want to basically cover your expenses every month, right? That's all it is. That's what financial freedom is, right? And I think people think you got to be like $200, $300, $400, you know. You don't have to be that. If your expenses are $2,000 a month and you make $5,000, you're financially free, right?
Yeah. I'm not asking for a lot. I just want all three of my children to be able to go to private school. I want my yacht, my second home, my home in the mountains, and my wife not to have to work. No, I'm just kidding. You know, that's okay. Then you got to make $35,000 a month. Mm-hmm. It's doable. Like, I just had Lance King. He's one of my Landshark students. He just did a Wholesaling Inc. podcast with him. Every Friday, I do a case study on the Wholesaling Inc. podcast where I hold one of my land sharks' feet to the fire. And Lance just moved his entire family, him and his, I think he has six children, to Maui. That's expensive.
Yeah, very.
Ever wished you had the opportunity to buy a stock like Facebook, Amazon, or Netflix before it went public, or was able to get shares in companies like VC firms and angel investors? Well, here's your chance. Go to investfar.com/invest and reserve a position. For the next 1 to 3 months, InvestFAR is allowed a limited number of low-cost shares be available for friends, family, and its community per SEC regulations before it goes public. Imagine being able to 1,000x or 10,000x your investment, like the top 5%. With exclusive opportunities such as this, positions are limited and the window of time is short. Don't miss your chance. That's INV, as in Victor, ESTFAR.com/invest.
So then your coaching program, you mentioned it now, and I believe that is your website that you gave out too. How much is it? I mean, if anybody's listening, like, you just heard the information that he gave, like, no one gives that detailed of information, especially on a podcast, which you just, and I've done it before with Zillow with finding pre-foreclosures, but you just gave something that I didn't know. That's a cool trick that I'm going to try, because I have PropStream, and PropStream is great because you can, you know, source and skip trace, like he's saying, and hit those. You need the addresses to get whatever flyer that he's giving you to mail out. You need the correct address. And that's why you get in PropStream, if you guys don't know. I'm assuming that's why you give it.
You just delete my affiliate ad and put yours in. Because if you probably have, like, I get paid for people to use that ad. So I just want to, like, say that, like, PropStream is the best.
Yep, it is. I love PropStream. And we use it all the time to skip trace and get addresses. So, yeah. So give us the info about your program, because you just giving that knowledge right there is enough for anybody to make money. So,
yeah, I mean, the whole thing about this program is I have a lot of veterans that come through. I was just talking to one of my old staff sergeants. He literally got out of the military, medically retired. And now, like, he is just, he's making a lot of money, but a lot of stress, and he never sees his family. The main thing with the land sharks is I want to get someone a land deal within like 28 days because, you know, sometimes an extra $4,000 a month or an extra $1,000 a month, or in another case, an extra $500 a month, like this lady I know, Richie, was the difference between her taking her insulin medicine or dying.
Yeah.
You know, if I can just get someone to make an additional, you know, $400, $500, $600, $700 a month, or maybe $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 a month, that's the main thing with the land sharks. I'm going to show you the fastest way to do a land deal. There's no BS, no fluff. I'm not going to show you how to set up an LLC or talk to the CPA. Like, my dad's done 50 land deals in his own personal name, and he barely can use a computer. Like, and that's no disrespect. Like, he figures out where the landowner is. He mails them. He gets it under contract. He brings a buyer out there and he makes a quick assignment fee.
Yep.
That's the whole premise of the program. And there's no time limit. We have multiple support calls a week. I think this week we've already had three. So we're here to answer questions. I even give you my cell phone, and I'll give it to you now. 863-801-6959. Call me if you have questions about it.
Love it, man. He's giving you guys some jewels right now. I think you just mentioned income or renting it out. So do you rent the land to a farmer, or do you have more detail on that?
In some cases, yes. Most of the time I sell it because I want to be the bank. Because here's the thing, like, the banks are always the biggest, prettiest building in every city, in every state. Why? Because they know about money and they hardly have any risk. Like, you come climb on my roof, Andre, and you do a backflip off of it and you break your neck, you're going to sue me as the homeowner and my insurance company. But guess who's not getting sued? The bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
The banks have all the power, all the money, and no responsibility. Now, you can rent out land. My dad rents out about 10 acres of his land for $6,000 a year, paid in full in advance. You know, there's ways to do that. We have some cattle pastures that we rent. But that's not where the big money comes from. That's, you know, that's kind of just keeps the lights on.
So do you only do land deals in your local area, or you're fine, or what's your advice on that? People, because I mean, some people might live in cities like LA. It's going to be really hard to get land in a city.
Yeah.
Like, right. So what's your advice on that?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would highly recommend go virtual. Those areas. I work with a lot of Canadians that buy land in the United States. They're doing it virtually. A good friend of mine did this from Korea while he was in command of a company in the Army. I personally started in my own backyard because there was a lot of land in Colorado. And then I branched out to Arizona. And I never stepped foot on any of that land that I purchased out there and sold. Then I branched out to Florida because that's where my dad was at. Now we're in Florida. So I've done it both in my backyard and virtually. Works either way. Either way, you know, I recommend if you can start in your own backyard, but not everyone has that ability.
Right. That's funny because I have a platform called InvestFAR, and we make it ideal for people to invest remotely. That's the whole point.
InvestFAR. I like that. You know what I
mean? And that's like, you get it. InvestFAR. Right. And so on the platform, we're going to get to the point of where we have land, but right now we're kind of focusing on real estate because that's what everybody kind of wants to get into. But I want to get into land. There's a couple of government websites that I found too that offer land as well. So are there any websites that you can recommend that people go to besides going to Redfin to look for land?
To buy land, you know, you can go to my website, vacantlandofthefree.com, which we haven't updated in a while. Like, I've been doing bigger parcels that realtors sell, but Land Watch is another good one.
Yeah.
If you're looking to just buy land. Now, those guys that sell it on there are usually guys like me. But if you're looking for the discount land, I already talked about how to do it. You figure out where the land's selling. You go on PropStream, pull a list, send them a letter, and get that thing under contract. Get it under contract for like 9, 10, 12 weeks. That gives you the ability to market that contract. Right. And you don't even have to buy the land. Like, I just bought a piece of land the other day. I actually ran out of time on my contract. I had 6 weeks to buy it. Mm. And here's the thing about Florida summer times. Land slows down a little bit here.
Yeah,
I will say that. But Virginia and Colorado, it speeds up. So it's like just knowing that, those little tidbits, because real estate's really micro. But I got a piece of land under contract. The guy emailed me the purchase agreement back. He signed it. we went back and forth on email a couple of times because he wanted to update his email address. And I had 6 weeks to buy it. I listed it on the MLS with my realtor before I owned it. Now, talked to a real estate attorney about this. The broker has to be cool with it. But I didn't find a buyer in 6 weeks. Mm. But I bought it. I closed on it 2 weeks ago for $15,000. I already sold it for $30,000. So I'm going to make about 11 grand net profit after everyone's paid, real estate agents paid. But that one I ran out of time on. But usually I have them sold before I even buy them.
So then the next question, what we kind of deal with pre-foreclosures, we got to hit the people at least three or four times, right? Because they're on a time clock. When you're doing the marketing with the letters that you said on your website, how fast or how many times do you have to hit them? Or is it kind of like the first letter they get it and it's...
It varies. It's always different. It's so different in every market. I've had land sharks come in that literally get a deal in the first 28 days. And I mean paid on a deal. And then sometimes it takes 6 months. Mm-hmm. It just depends the market, the area, how aggressive you are. I just did a land deal that I mailed 2 years ago. And I only mailed that area one time. I don't know why I didn't mail it again. Like, have no clue. Mm-hmm. But we mailed it like 2 years ago. And he reached out. He actually called. And he's like, listen, is this still a good offer? Where's it at? And I was like, man, we haven't been in that area in a long time. And I don't know why we left it. It was just like, don't ask me. Like, I was running 100 miles an hour a couple of years ago. But we're like, maybe. And in my mind, I'm thinking, heck yes, it's still good. So we did a little due diligence, called him back and said, you know, if we could pay that price, would you be willing to sign that and send it back to us? And he said, sure. And he faxed it back to us. Man. Now, if anybody's freaking out, like, I don't have a fax machine, myfax.com. It's worth the $9.99 or whatever, $9.97. So many people think I'm crazy because I have a fax machine and like they don't believe me.
But no, I mean, we still, one of my colleagues has a fax machine, an e-fax, right? So it's just going to your inbox. It's not like it's so it's the same thing, but going to your inbox.
But these people, they'll go to Staples and they'll fax it. Or they got a fax machine at home. So
I mean, they are land sellers and they're probably older and they don't want to get into technology. You know how that is, right? Everybody's parents are probably like the same, right?
You got it.
Do you have a buyer's list already? And that's why, because you just said you're selling properties before a land before you even put them on a contract. So tell us more about that.
Yeah. So I do have a buyer's list. And here's another thing. Remember we talked about expenses. I was like, why is MailChimp charging me $315 a month? And I haven't even really used it lately. And I look, we had 25,000 contacts.
What?
Like, these are buyers.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, you need a big buyer's list. Well, let me tell you, if you're not utilizing that buyer's list, you are costing yourself money. I would rather have the land deal and then figure out where the buyers are at.
Correct.
So yes, I have a buyer's list, but I've been doing this since 2016. But what about the, you know, Mark and Mary Smith that just started? Like, you don't need a buyer's list. Like, at the end of the day, I disagree with all these gurus, like build a big buyer's list and then find the property. No. Like, once you find that property, you tell that seller, look, I'm really new at this. I'm actually in the military. I'm just trying to do this for extra money, but I will get this done. I will buy this land or I will buy this house from you. And you go out there and you do everything possible. You talk to the neighbors, you put out signs, you put it on Craigslist, you put it on Facebook, you talk to the real estate agents, you go everywhere and you do what's called guerrilla marketing. And you make that first $10,000 and you pay those credit cards off and you just keep doing it over and over and over.
I mean, well, the cool thing about it, like anybody that's listening to this podcast, you already know he buys land, right? Brent buys land, Pete buys land, right? So there's already two people that buy land. We buy real estate. So I always talk about going to meetup groups or real estate investment clubs. If you have a good deal and there's equity, like the deal that he had for 15 grand, he can easily go to a real estate investment club and say, hey, I'm trying to sell this for 20 grand, right? He's still going to make money. So he made $5,000. And so there's always going to be someone, as long as there's equity or as long as there's a good deal, who's going to buy it. And so if you do listen to Investing Uncensored, you should be taking notes. He just gave you his phone number, right? And you can go back and scroll back and get Pete Reese's information, right? So there's always ways and places that you can get information. So you don't really have to worry about a buyer's list, like he just said. I like it, man. So what kind of books that, you know, you read to get into any of that? You know what I mean? Land selling. What kind of books did you read for that? Because there's not a lot of books out there about land selling or land flipping, you know?
Andre, I think I'm going to have to write a book because you're right. Because I didn't read a book on it. I've read a lot of books. I was actually going to get another one I really like is Who Not How.
Mm-hmm.
Great book by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. But yeah, I can't really recommend a book on land investing. Maybe I just need to write one. But I'll tell you, you know, I was always fascinated with real estate books. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know you wrote a book. What's your book called, Andre?
The Real Estate Investing Guide.
The Real Estate Investing Guide.
Yep.
And like a lot of those concepts will work for land.
Exactly. Same thing, different product.
Yeah. Like land investing is simple. Land investors are complicated.
Yeah.
We don't have to overcomplicate this business. We're getting it at a discount and selling for a little more.
I like it, man. Is there any advice? I know we both have a hard stop. Is there any advice that you can give to anybody listening? And obviously you know, again, mention your website so people can go there and mention your coaching program so people know where that is and where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. You can pretty much find me on all social media handles, Brent L. Bowers one, and the L does stand for land, Brent L. Bowers one. I do a video every day on TikTok talking about how to make money in land. Same thing on Instagram. I've got a YouTube channel, but I'll tell you the best advice I can give is there's so much powerful information that you have on Investing Uncensored. There's so much powerful information on these podcasts where most people fail. And I mean, 99.9% of people and where I think I scratched and clawed out of the gutter was I just took action.
Yeah,
that's it. Listen to these podcasts. You're going to pull so many gold nuggets and by tomorrow you're going to forget about it.
Yeah,
take action right now. Pull a list, you know, go to the tax collector's office or the county treasurer's office and get that list of tax delinquent land or the code violation list and start sending letters to these owners. And sometimes you got to send them 3 or 4 letters.
Correct.
And you got to do it more than once. Like I've seen people get land deals on their first, well, mine was my first 687 letters. But sometimes I see, like I just did a podcast with a 21-year-old kid. I hope he doesn't mind me saying he's 21. Matt Corley. And he sent out 76 land offer letters and he did 3 land deals. And he was having a hard time selling them. He got them under contract, 3 parcels of land from 76 letters. He couldn't sell them. And then he put out bandit signs and a builder called him and said, I'll take all 3 for 20K. He was asking 25. He had him under contract for 15 though.
So he just made 15 grand, right?
No, 5 grand. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Had him under contract for 15,000. Mm-hmm. He sold him for 20. Mm-hmm. He was asking for 25 and no negotiation whatsoever. He made a quick five grand. This 21-year-old made 5 grand. I was like, what did you do? Like, how was that celebration? He goes, you know, I took all my friends out and we had a good time.
And see, the thing about it is he put in the sweat equity, right? He didn't spend any money except for the money on stamps. You know what I mean? And so a lot of the stuff that you're talking about people can do, you can go to taxliens.com or taxdeeds.com. You can pull up almost any county and do what you just said. And so I've mentioned this. I have an episode on Investing Uncensored where I show them how to pull up tax liens and just pay the 70, you know, 700 bucks or whatnot to get a land parcel. And I did the same thing. I got a land parcel in Florida. I think I paid 3 grand for it, but it was worth $95,000, right?
Oh man, that's amazing.
And so I know. But then what happened? The person came back and redeemed it literally like 2 days before it was getting ready to go. But the value of it was 90,000, right? And I paid I think it was like 3 years behind. So I just paid 3 years behind and it was mine. If the guy hadn't came and showed up, I would have had a good deal. So like you said, there's deals out there for people to be had, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you what my wife said the other day, because we buy a lot of buildings too with our land money. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taking one cash flow and investing in another cash flowing asset. Yeah. And my wife said the other day, she goes, you know, real estate is a slow, very patient game.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, you're finally seeing it. You know,
everybody wants to right now. And it's like, I'm in a deal now that we've been in and it's carrying on, dragging on. The rehab took longer than it should have. It was supposed to take 60 days. It took 120 days. Right. And now the market's slowing. So, you know,
always figure it's going to take 3 times longer and 3 times more money.
Yep. And it's the same thing. Like the AC went out the day before we listed it. Right. And then the roof was leaking. So there's always something. So you can't get that with land. Right.
I'll tell you what, the house I live in, I've been here 2 years now and I put a brand new roof on it And I've had roofers here now, this is the fourth time, and they're right above me banging on the roof. My dogs run around the house barking. Houses are no joke. I don't like HGTV makes things look easy. And what if I would have sold this house to someone? That buyer could have sued me for this.
Yep.
I should sue the seller of this house, but I'm not
going to. I was just about to say that. Yeah.
I'm not in the lawsuit business. I stay out of court.
Oh, man. Guys, what's Brenton saying? You've heard me say it a bunch of times and other people that came on here before. So if you're in real estate or want to get into real estate, don't reinvent the wheel. Like, we're giving you the tips to do land. We're giving you the tips to do rentals, commercial. The guy that came on last week is talking about commercial. So again, look Brent up. Don't reinvent the wheel. And Brent, any last words?
Go out there and take action. Stop overthinking. Stop educating. There's too much noise out there. You have all the answers you need today to pull the trigger. Tomorrow's answers will come.
Yes, sir. Thank you for coming on, Brent.
Thanks, Andre.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.